USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of his duties for his role in the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Police say the action was taken against Officer Preston Hemphill, although what role he played that night wasn't disclosed, and that's not sitting well with Nichols' family attorney, Ben Crump.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer, as well as others.
Five other officers were fired and have been charged with second-degree murder for Nichols' death. The Nichols family will be special guests at President Biden's State of the Union address.
The parents of Tyree Nichols have accepted an invitation from the Congressional Black Caucus to attend President Biden's State of the Union address next week. Tyree was beaten by five Memphis, Tennessee police officers during a traffic stop and died a few days later. Representative Stephen Horsford, the Democrat from Nevada.
To let them know that we stand with them, to ask them what they want from us in this moment, to honor the legacy of their son.
Horsford said the CBC wants to push for reforms to the justice system at the national level. I'm Lance Pry.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer says lawmakers need to get serious about making spending cuts before raising the debt ceiling. While speaking at the National Press Club, the Republican said everything except Social Security and Medicare will be on the table for possible cuts, including defense spending. When it comes to U.S. support of Israel, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says we will not waver.
That commitment is backed up by nearly 75 years of United States support. America's commitment has never wavered. It never will.
Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, where he offered condolences for the seven Israelis killed in an attack on a synagogue last week. New research from the American Medical Association shows COVID is one of the top 10 causes of death in American children. The virus was the eighth leading cause between August 2021 and July 2022. This is USA News.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It was back to school for Virginia students, where a six-year-old shot his teacher.
The principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News is being removed from her post. Teacher Abigail Zwerner's attorney said previously that several instructors went to the school administration with concerns about the student having a weapon, but weren't taken seriously. This parent, though, says the issue has been resolved.
It was very successful. They have a lot of security in place. Hopefully that's not going to be too intimidating for the children.
Students are required to use clear backpacks, and metal detectors have been installed. I'm Jerry Varmash.
The Justice Department says it will not hand over any details about the special counsel's investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. The House Judiciary Committee, now headed by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, demanded the agency turn over all documents and communications related to the investigation. A week after her daughter was laid to rest, Priscilla Presley contesting the authenticity of Lisa Marie Presley's will. It left Lisa Marie's daughter Riley as her successor. It was reportedly restructured in 2010. According to the challenge, Priscilla says the new will misspells Priscilla's name and includes a signature that looks inconsistent with her daughter's. Actor Dave Bautista says filmmaker James Gunn planning a full reboot of the DC Universe. Speaking with Insider, Bautista said he met with Gunn to speak about playing the infamous Batman villain Bane in an upcoming film, but the direction the film maker once is a fresh start with younger actors. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.